For more than 80 years, the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce has served as the voice of business and has worked to enhance the quality of life in their community. Today, we're joined by Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jennifer Sugarman to discuss how they continue to be stewards of the Space Coast. Earlier this year, Visit Florida announced Florida had for the eighth consecutive year broken a tourism record, welcoming more than 126 million visitors. Jennifer, how does tourism impact your business community, and what does it mean for Florida's Space Coast?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the entire state, of course, tourism is our bread and butter, but we have approximately 9,500 hotel rooms here on the Space Coast, and a large conglomerate of that is in Cocoa Beach. And we offer, you know, everything from the beach, of course, cruising. We have space here, which is unique, and you get to watch some rocket launches, surfing, fine dining, art, the downtown districts, the village. I mean, we have sports here. We have USSSA here, which is in our complex over there in Vieira, which is great. And then we have so much more. Approximately 14,000 visitors come through our tourism office alone in Cocoa Beach. So it's huge here on the Space Coast.
Speaking of Florida's Space Coast, this year marks the 50th anniversary of the historic first walk on the moon. Can you elaborate on the impact the space industry has had on the surrounding business community since then?
Well, you know, our community was largely built on the space program. So we're a little bit different than back when the Apollo era was going on because we're more diversified than ever. So I think a lot of people felt like when the shuttle program retired that the Space Coast was kind of dead in the water, and that was far from the truth. We have all different kinds of business here, not just space. But that being said, space has always been the heart and the backbone of this community. We are the Space Coast. So, you know, we have several different entities that tie into space. We have Boeing, Lockheed, SpaceX, ULA. We have all these companies here. We also have two Air Force bases here that help with the launches. So we have 45th Space Wing here, Patrick Air Force Base, Cape Canaveral Air Force Base. We have NOTU and all these different military presences. So, you know, space is huge, and it's a large part of our economy and what we do. I mean, the bases alone, the 45th Space Wing alone, rather, has a total economic impact of $1.12 billion. So it's huge, and a lot of it's tied to space. And, you know, there is some talk about Space Force and that sort of thing coming here, and of course we would welcome that. I know it's kind of a long shot when we talk to some different partners, but, you know, it's a big part of our economy. We respect that, and we absolutely welcome any and all visitors that are here specifically to watch a launch. And very exciting year for us because 2019 is the year that we will send astronauts back into space from our soil. So it's a very exciting year.
Jennifer, one of the most important things that you're well aware of is Chamber of Commerce's being involved in their communities. How does the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce engage the next generation of community and business leaders?
Great question. So like all things, you have to engage and train the next generation to get involved, or anything, let alone a chamber, is going to fizzle out, or it's going to look a lot different than it does in its present state. Now, I think looking different is a good thing. You know, being a millennial myself, I think that it's always a good thing to take a look at what you're doing as a business or as a chamber, just to make it more specific to us, and say, okay, what are we offering? Does this matter to someone who's my age or less? You know, and what can we offer? How can we tailor our benefits so that it does matter? How can we find the value for that next generation, so that we can stay in existence in our current form?
If I asked you about free enterprise and what it means to you, what would you say?
Oh, it means everything to me. I mean, I'm married to a small business owner who's currently living out his dream with free enterprise. And I know firsthand the hard work and sacrifices that go into owning your own business. So, you know, creating jobs and supporting a family, it's all a part of that. And from a chamber perspective, I'd like to think of free enterprise as the oxygen, and, you know, your local chamber of commerce is the pair of lungs. So we strive to breathe life into our business partners every day and spur economic well-being and just a stellar quality of life for our residents in general.